Cargill, Democrats whine too much, quit being a whiny party, go fight. By Pam Kee on January 16, 2022. Democratic strategist James Cargill said Sunday on NBC's Meet the Press that Democrats whine too much when asked about President Joe Biden's popularity with his own party members. Partial transcript as follows. Chuck Todd, you've got a situation right now. The Biden coalition, nobody's happy. Progressives aren't happy right now with how Build Back Better has gone. African American activists are not happy about how voting rights has gone. And if you look at the polling, the thing that's cratering the most are independents. You know, the folks that just wanted the temperature turned down. You're the president. What do you fix first? James Cargill, well, first of all, I agree with my friend, Jim Clyburn. There's an expression that I love. It's called soldier on, right? And I don't think we have sufficiently, if you're a part of the Democratic base and you don't care about child poverty. And you don't care about hourly workers, then you're really not a Democrat, right? Now, I think a lot of the Democratic base has not been told or informed of the things that President Biden and this Congress has accomplished. But to me, those are the things that if I'm a Democratic, I much more care about that than some word in a dictionary. That children are going to bed with a full stomach and a warm, you know, a warm house. I care that somebody, an hourly worker, is not sitting there working away at $7.25 an hour. And I see these signs all over, even in Louisiana and South Mississippi, $700 signing bonus. Those are real accomplishments. And it's something that you can run on. And again, you don't talk about what you didn't get. That's what these Democrats whine too much, Chuck. Just quit being a whiny party. And get out there and fight, and tell people what you did. And tell people the exact truth. The Republican Party stands for nothing other than, let's relitigate the 2020 election, or, let's get back at Jamie Raskin. That's it. That's the entire platform. Follow Pam Kee on Twitter at PamKeenan.